We should be singing of his love forever. It's 26 minutes before the hour 5 and it is Radio Veritas, and that is from History Makers, from their last album, which was The Greatest Hits. And Kelly, don't you think we should be singing the love of the Lord forever?
Of course, of course.
Great stuff. Kelly, now you were telling, before the break, you're telling us about your story and painting a picture of who you are and the journey that you've traveled. Now I want to get to the point where now you thought, hang on, I'm in too deep, you know. What was the breaking point? Where did you then say, look, I need help?
So, Father, I was in too deep, but so I was in Narcotics Anonymous for 10 years. I'd stopped my drug of choice, but I was still lying. As I said, I was still buying stolen stuff. I was living with my girlfriend at the time, so we were having sex. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was open. Mm-hmm. The time came when I sold this club. Mm-hmm. This was the changing for me. And a good friend of mine, Charles Pritchard, phoned me. We started chatting. I know he'd come into the Lord. I'd heard on Facebook, but I wasn't interested in this. And he said, you need prayer. And I said, no, Charles. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that. Eventually, after many discussions, after many lunches, he said, you need prayer. I said, okay, let's go for prayer. Let's go for prayer. Because in my mind, I was going to let him pray over me with a friend that they had met. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, now what's going to happen? And we went for prayer. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started changing.
What started changing?
Well, because I was very doubtful. I remember following him. He said to me many times, you need prayer. I said, come on, Charlie. Because I grew up with Charles. We were very good friends. We've traveled overseas. And I said, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe I can't get my head around this.
Yeah.
But he was persistent, and we went. And he found the lady. Her name's Fernanda. And we went to pray. And something happened there that first time. They prayed over me, and I felt this force in my body. It was actually across my shoulders and down my spine, this heavy cross, and it was very painful. And the next, I went home, I took 4 Marpadol, didn't go away. I realized I saw this rosary in my room. I've never seen it before. I picked up this rosary because I had a fear over me. I've come to realize it was a spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. And I started praying. Thank God I knew how to pray the rosary. I didn't know how the stations were, but I just knew how to say the Hail Mary and the Our Father. I woke up the next morning, and I went. Actually, we went to the shrine in Woodmead. We don't do that anymore, but I was there in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And Charles said, I said, no, I'm in front of the Blessed Sacrament, because I felt easy there. I felt at ease. That pain sort of started going away. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, now we can pray for you. And that night they prayed for me, and I had a deliverance. And that changed my life. These spirits actually left me through the command, through Jesus Christ. These spirits left me. Spirits of lust. Spirits of deceit, spirits of unforgiveness, spirits of, they just left me. I used to lie a lot. I could lie. It was on my lips.
Yeah, and not even have a problem about
it. I didn't even have to think about it, and I was good at it. I used to lie. Yeah. I was very good at it. But it wasn't me. I've come to realize it's a spirit.
Yeah.
And then when the spirit left me, they instructed me, now you fill yourself with Christ. Mm-hmm. You start to learn about the Word of God. You start to accept Jesus Christ into your life. And that's what I started doing. So Charles said to me, he said, listen, not his words, Jesus Christ said, if you love me, Kelly, you obey my commands. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. And I started doing that. I started going to Mass every Sunday. I started honoring God.
Did you go to confession?
Confession all the time. I've been going to confession, Father, for the last 2.5 years, maybe twice a week. Mm-hmm. It's very, very powerful. It's a sacrament. It's very, very powerful. I can't emphasize the fact of it. You can self-deliver yourself in confession.
So here you are, you tried conventional treatment, and conventional treatment clearly failed you.
It didn't work.
Now, what that tells us is addiction has a spiritual side.
Definitely.
And unfortunately, your treatment was not working, because it only went to those 4 or 3 steps, and you threw away God and the spiritual side to your treatment.
Well, I didn't throw away God. I didn't know him.
Okay.
You know, you've got to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You develop this relationship, and he starts to lead you. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit starts to fill you. Mm-hmm. I tell you, for example, the 6th commandment is no fornication and adultery. Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship with my girlfriend of 10 years.
Yes.
And we were having sex.
Yeah.
It's normal not to have sex. Mm-hmm. Charles said, no, complete obedience, you've got to stop. I said, how am I going to go and tell her now? You know, I'm 46, she's 48. You've got to be crazy in this world. But through the grace of God and to the Holy Spirit, I did it. I've been celibate from masturbation and sex for 2 years and 7 months. I never thought it was possible. Mm. As I said, I had a very strong lustful desire in me. I could bed 3 women, go to a prostitute, masturbate.
Yes.
It was, you know, I used to say sometimes, I feel like sex.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. We were actually meant to be chaste. Yeah. And that's only through the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in Galatians 5:22 that the fruit produces The spirit produces the fruits of love, patience, kindness, joy, chastity.
Mm-hmm.
Chastity is one of the fruits.
I often say that it's all good to go through a deliverance process, but I think the post-deliverance is also as important as...
It's crucial, for the Bible stipulates itself. In the book of Matthew, it says, once a demon is driven out and you do not fill yourself with the Holy Spirit, the spirits will come back. They'll find you clean, empty, and swept, and they'll come back seven times worse. And we've seen it. We've seen it in the...
Did you have a point in your life where you had relapses?
So after Chosen then prayed for me, about 2 weeks, I started feeling it. But listen, I go to Mass every day. Mm-hmm. I go to confession once a week. I pray every day, pray in the morning, pray at night, say the rosary every day. Confession, fasting, and prayer. My whole life has changed. That's how, and that's what we, you know, the people come to the Alpha and Omega house, and that's the message you give across. And it's not our message, it's actually from Mother Mary in Medjugorje. She said, I'm going to give you my five stones against your Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, read the Word of God, take the Eucharist, confess, pray and fast in. And it works. So it's unbelievable.
And the support, the value of support, hanging around the right people. Because clearly you said good, when you said yes to having that deeper relationship with God, you were saying no to your shady and dodgy friends and to all those places.
Listen, some of them, I've got friends that I used to cycle with, and they're good people. They like from a lot of them are from a Jewish community. Yes, people are going to persecute you because to accept Jesus Christ when he becomes everything in your life.
Mm.
It is, yes, they start to, a lot of mocking, a lot of persecutions. Our friends, Charles and I, are from the same circle of friends. I think we've gone mad, you know, that we're doing this. It's, they can't really get their head around it. But I just see the healing. So what we've realized is we'll take an addict off the street. We'll pray for him. There'll be a counseling session. We'll try and understand where the traumas come in or how the spirit has entered. We'll pray it out, fill them with the Word of God, and then we put them into a rehab. Either they come to the house that Charles has got, the foundation house, or we put them into another rehab we work with closely with called Retro for Hope. It's a Christian-based rehab.
Now, what do you think you were looking for? What were you searching for? Because also at the depths of addiction is a search. What do you think your search was for?
Definitely. Listen, addiction is you're looking for something. Addicts look for something.
And in your case, what were you looking for? I know addicts look for something. In your case, what were you looking for?
So what I was looking for was, when you accept Christ Jesus, he promises you the peace that surpasses all human understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And that peace is in entitled to every single one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that peace that I'm feeling now is what I was looking for. That's an amazing peace. That's what he just promises you through the Spirit. I'm not anxious anymore. I'm not fearful. I'm not depressed. I'm not feeling irritable, moody. I feel that peace. It's amazing.
So you consider yourself as somebody who's now restored?
Please God, by the grace of God, yes. But you got to keep yourself. It's a continuous battle. You know what I mean? You got to keep on going forward. As soon as you stop, it's going to... You can't put your feet up. It's a way of life. This is a way of life.
Any temptations to go back to...
No, Father, not for me.
You don't miss the former life?
No, not at all. It's very demonic. It's very evil.
Mm-hmm.
I want that peace of Christ that's a possible really minute.
What are some of the struggles that you're experiencing now in your new chapter in your life?
Listen, a lot of persecutions, people, you know, so my girlfriend and I were chased for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of the house is... Also go to Father Joseph's Deliverance Ministry on a Tuesday. There's a lot of... So we become like spiritual warriors in a way through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You pick up a lot of conflicts. And my girlfriend, I've been going out of there for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
There was conflict of interest spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And we landed up splitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was one thing I've got to get my head around, you know, at 46. Because she just can't accept what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible is specific about being equally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be equally yoked. You need that partner that's equally yoked. You walk this path together, it's very crucial. But it's an instruction from the Bible, so we'll...
So now what do you spend your time doing? Because understand that now you're also helping people that have walked down the path that you walked.
Yeah, so listen, we, with Charles' Foundation House, we try and help addicts. We take them into the house. We try and spiritually grow them, like it's Mass every day. It's confession, a lot of prayer in the house. Charles, through his company, the guys that aren't suffering from addiction, he puts them through an education. You'll start to provide for them the necessary needs. But a lot of these guys, we've got Zimbabweans, Malawians, Zambians, we've got a lady from Cameroon. They haven't got a father figure or mother figure in their life. So we start to also try and produce that. So we try and pick up a structure. They're going on a Monday. We've got them making rosaries, trying to be productive, keeping the house clean. I'm there every day most of the time.
So you're like the house manager or the boarding master or something?
So I don't live on the premises. We've got a house mother and another youngster that's running it. They run it, the food and that. Mm-hmm. Charles provides for that. But it's we try and put a structure in. There'll be lessons on... Charles will give a lesson on a Monday. Tuesday at Father Joseph. Wednesday they're at the prayer at Alpha and Omega. We do pray if people have got... Thursday they're at another guy, Mark Terry, that they do the they study the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And then Friday they're cleaning again. Saturday it's Mass. Sunday it's Mass. And you slowly, the Holy Spirit has led us. It's actually very, very rewarding. Mm. You see the people change slowly.
Now when one reads Scripture, one realizes also themes of addiction, right? But they are not presented as explicit addiction. One, it manifests itself in terms of bondage, in terms of temptation, and in terms of sin. And I'd like us to talk about that when we come from the break. It's 15 minutes before the hour 5, and if you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas, 576 AM. On DSTV, it's 870, and on the internet, it's www.radioveritas.co.za. And it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabani. Follow me on Twitter, it's OP Brian, and on Facebook, it's Brian Mklanga, and please do not touch that.